The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
From crutches to braces to new high-tech arms, legs, hands, and feet, prosthetics have become increasingly visible in American society. That was one of the takeaways for documentarian Daria Price from the making of her film, Out on a Limb.
This technology allowed people who used to be housebound to get out in the world. And some of them are wearing stuff that's so cool, people are impressed with it. Kids are impressed with it.
Van Phillips knows all about that. He's the Mendocino County man who developed the visually striking curved carbon graphite flex foot, now used by a growing number of runners, even in the Olympic Games. But he has a bigger goal in mind.
People identify that shape, which is tremendous publicity. So for me, who wants to distribute that shape of a foot all around the world to 5 to 10 million amputees, that social acceptance paves the way.
So he's been tinkering with the foot's design to make it more affordable.
To make this foot affordable for developing world countries, landmine survivors primarily, you have to get close to the $100 range. Current OSER foot is between $2,000 and $3,000. So we've simplified not so much the shape, although the shape contributes to the way we're able to manufacture it. We're able to actually make these on machines now rather than hand lay them up.
In doing that, Philip says, he's wound up with a better product as well.
Every time you design something, you go, well, how can I make this affordable? How can I make it distributable to people who don't speak your language? You have to just strip away, strip away, strip away. And in doing so, it actually makes, in our case, the prosthesis better. Simpler means less parts. Simpler means lighter weight. Simpler means more flexible. And so all the benefits that you get with making something affordable actually transferred over to the efficiency and the joy of wearing the prosthetic itself.
But to get them out to the thousands or even millions of people worldwide who could benefit, Phillips may have to launch his own distribution operation. He says existing aid organizations approach prosthetics with a different philosophy and don't appear interested in his type of feet.
Whenever you have a World Health Organization or International Red Cross, they have their own feet. They have their own product, which they are vested in. And they have their own ideas about how and what a foot should do, which is night and day different than what I think a foot should do. To a lot of people, a prosthetic foot is something that allows you just to ambulate. That's not being rehabilitated. That is just walking across a room. You have to remember, in third world countries, people are plowing rice fields or walking up and down mountains. They're carrying rocks and sticks on their head, firewood, building materials. They do more manual labor than we would ever hope to imagine in this country. And those are the people that will eventually be fitting.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.